Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chevra. Good morning,
Rabbi. Good morning. Today is a jam-packed day.
Again.
We're jam-packing kind of people.
Oh, yeah. You got a mamish plug-in from 0 to 90 in 2 seconds, one of these vehicles. All right, vamos. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three prakim. Rambam, Hilchos, Ma'acholos, Asurais, prakim, Yud-Dalid, Tezvav, and Tezayin, beginning with Pedek Yud-Dalid. Pedek Yud-Dalid is going to speak more about the shiurim of Achila, for which we're going to get punished, as well as the concept that we're only going to be chayiv when we eat it, Derech Hano'ah. Pedek Yud-Dalid has 19 halachas, beginning with halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. Kol yisuri machalos shabatoyron shiuron bikizayis beinan, and this shiur is whether we are addressing the chiyuv of getting punished in a human court, malchus, whether a person, God forbid, is going to get kaddis, whether a person is going to get misa b'dei shamayim, and also ukvar biyarnu shekol amachoyev kaddis or misa b'dei shamayim al maichol. They will also get malchus, obviously, if there was a proper hasra'a and edim, etc. Now, halacha base, the shiur zeh, misas bezdin for sure, but there isn't, I don't think you're going to have misas bezdin.
The Rambam doesn't say it, doesn't mention that, the list of things.
It doesn't mention it because there is no misas bezdin for achila. You're going to have tevel, you're going to have truma, you're going to have kodesh, you're yom kippur, you're not going to have misas, halacha base. The shiur zeh, kol ha-shiurim, halacha l'moshe m'sinahim. However, the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yechonon, like we pointed out many times, that for asun min atoira, lechol kol shehu midavar ha'asun. The prohibition is against the minimum amount. Elama, avol eleloika, ela al kizayis. However, even though there's no malchus biblically, the chachamim, they're going to give you malchus. Avol ve'im achol kol shehu pachas mikashir, makanoise makas mardus. Okay, halachi gimel, kizayis shabmarnu. This is very important, these nuance. Chutz Mishel Ben Ashinayim. When you chew something, some food can get stuck in between your teeth. First of all, you have to have teeth. If you have teeth, it has to have to be closed. But if the food is stuck there, that's not included in the kezayis. However, Avol Mashel Ben Hachanichayim, whatever is in one's palate, not stuck in between the teeth. Says, even though you didn't swallow it, Mitzadat Flamashabala, it is going to be included. And if what you swallowed was a little bit less than a kezayis, but what's in between your palate, suzam, and you have a kezayis, ooh, you're going to be chayv malchus. Why? That's the key. Shaharei nehene geroinoi kezayis. Because since, I'm sorry, chanichayim is gums. Anywhere in the mouth, not in between the teeth. Since your palate has hana'a from what you ate, it's not about what entered your stomach. And now based on that, that it's about the hanoas groinoi, right? The pleasure of your palate. Therefore, listen to this. What happens if a person has in front of them, guys, a half a kezayis, give a cook. They chew it, they swallow it, they right away bring it back up, I'm alligator. When they have hano, and they chew it and swallow it again, they're going to be chayv malchus. Wow. Afilo achal kachatz kezayis behikioi. Either the person has to be really shikir to enjoy it, or it's filled with mashke. I mean, but you have to have a hano. But a shaykh, you swallow it and you right away spit it back up. Chayiv she'ein achiyuv ela al hanoas hagodin bekizayis midover ha'asu. Guys, this is also, you should know, shitas Rabbi Yechonon. B'chlal b'paskal like Rabbi Yechonon, but we're on a roll with Rabbi Yechonon today. Halacha dawa. It started out with the shiur, and now when you ended up eating it because of it being a chveis, it shriveled up. it's less than a kazayis, you're putter from the penalty. However, what happens if it began with a kazayis, shriveled up, then you put it back in the rain, so you can argue it's not, it's fake kazayis, it's not, because it originally was a kazayis. V'nispach back, chayom and olav kodasim malkus. That you began with a kazayis size, but oh, your pachas kazayis betchila. But if it began less than a kazayis, excuse me, and you put it in the rain, and it got inflated, swelled up, and now there is a kazayis, and you ate it. Here the Rambam says taka aser, but ve'ein loikin olav. In other words, since in its original natural state it did not have a kazayis, it's aser. The Rambam says it's aser min atoyda, but it's not a kazayis. Halacha hey. With the only two exceptions, we had the words in the Rambam that treifa is the chilas nevela. Also, we suri nazir, as we'll explain when we learn about nazir. So now that we have to have the hitzarfus only from the same type, let's define type. Let's begin. Chamisha minei tvuam, and not only their kernels, but also their flour. The five is wheat, spelt wheat, barley, spelt rye, and oats. The habetzeka shalem, including those that you make from them. How come it's not from the kazayas? It's considered one type. Whether it's leisur chametz bepesach, whether it is leisur chadash before the omer was offered, whether it is leisur ma'aseh sheni yutrumais. Yeroili continues the Rambam shekol achay b'truma, but shekol achay b'truma so ma'aseh. In other words, truma so ma'aseh. We'll see shita sa Rambam, but it's not only the five grains. Mitzadaf likazayis betevel, because it's considered one lav, one shame. What's the shame? Don't have tevel. Halamazadoyme, a person has a piece of a nevela of an ox, a nevela of a set, a nevela of a tzvi. No, the Rambam is going from behet matachaya. Shame mitzadaf likazayis, because you had a nevela. The same over here. Beautiful. Halachazayin. What do you think, Shmuel? You eat, if a person ate a whole meal, how many malchus do they get? Eight many kizaisen. Listen to this. A machayven oisem alkos ekodes. I'll call kizayis because ella chiyuv echad l'chol ha'achila. Now we're going to define in a moment what a eating session is. But for one act of eating, even though you ate in many kizaisen, if you were not a hasura'ad in between. Im hoyu ha'edem. Masadun bei b'shas achila. I'll call kizayis or kizayis. Then the hasura'ad is going to separate every kazayis. Chayev al kol asra v'asra, af al pishi yachal ha'achas v'lo yitz. The halacha ches. Let's go. Let's define as an eating session. Ho'oichel kaso oira, v'kachardol, nimacholos v'asuras. That means you ate much less than a kazayis. However, v'sho'o ma'at, you waited a moment. V'chozer v'achel kachardol, v'chein ad, Shahishlam Kazayas, Abyssal, Nachabissal, Nachabissal, is the Pruta Pruta Mitzarafis. So here's the rule. Im Shomit Khilav Atsuif Kadehila Sholish Baitsim, the Rambam Shita is that a loaf of bread is comprised of six eggs, not eight. Therefore, Achilas Pras, which means half, is three eggs, whatever the shear is on your watch with all of the different Shitais. That is from the beginning until the end. If you had a kazayis, it's tarap hakoil, and the harei chayv kodesh, God forbid, or malchus or korban. Here you have shuki. Interesting that Rambam writes a korban over here. That's your question in the beginning. No, it's not a question because kodesh. Yeah. So why does he mention it here? That's the question. Kamoi she'achol kazayis mebasachas. However, ve'im shah yosim izem etchilav atzoyf. Alpha pishalei shah b'neim. And you can argue that if you had no break. A guy was eating a trop, he was constantly eating. So you would have thought, since he's constantly eating, it shouldn't even start if it's not. Elo achal kachardol, achay kachardol, like the size of a mustard grain. So the din is, hoyz v'lehishm kazayis, elo b'yosim, echdei achilas panas, if from the beginning until the end it took more than that time, einon mitzarfen, you'll be potter from the penalty. But again, guys, chatz ishir is also min ha'toyro, but not malkis, not the kodes, not korb. Now, he's just giving examples that since you liquefied it, you're like sipping on it a little bit, or you're drinking dam. Again, just to point out, Rambam said dam, we pointed out kazayis. Here the Rambam is connecting dam to revias. And it's some people suggest b'shitas Rambam that the Rabbeinu, that the Rambam is being mechalek between the Shir Isur. The Shir Isur is a kezayis. When it comes to defining the time that you have, maybe it's about the revis. But So here, im shoha mitchilav atzleif kadesh shisias revis. In other words, the revis is being used as the measurement for this man. Mitzarfim the imlave mitzarfim. Okay, so we'll leave the blood with the tzarachim. Let's go back. No, always kezayis. And the Shir Achil, he mentioned kezayis. Kehalacha yud. See, what I'm telling you, with the mila of learning Rambam, the way you were learning Rambam, which most people never did. So at least we remember. It used to be that no one remembered. Here we're learning three prakim a day. Even people like Kataka, you notice these. Okay, yeah. Halacha yud. Kol ha'acholin ha'asurin eina chayiv aleim ad she'yirchal oisim derech hano'o. So even though the Rambam already introduced this gavaldike concept, that you're mitzadav the kezayitz that's in between your gums, right? You're only chayiv because of nehenas hagorayim. Let's go further. However, chutz mibasim v'chalav v'kilei akerem. Why? The Rambam says why. Because by neither of them, the Torah doesn't use the word achila. Elohoitzi isur achilasim. We know you can't eat it b'loshen acheres. Either b'loshen bishul, like the Rambam said l'shitosoi, that the Torah says l'isavashol, so nichlal and l'isavashol is not to eat. And also ubalash and hagdish when it comes to kliyakerim, pentikdash laeseroisim vaafil shloy kederachanot keitzar alach yudal. For example, hareishim chasachelu begumoy. Person liquefied the fat and swallowed it kashucham. You know how hot it was. Achin nichva groinim imenu pashet you. Your throat got burned. That's not called hanot. Gave you tzar. Or if a person ate chelav chay has you have no hanot. Or if you mix something bitter into these kamein roish or lana. And you ate them all, they were bitter. He's giving a pasha, you didn't have a after it rotted, the hivish, and all of these cases, you will be potter. Unlike, in contrast, a person added something that's bitter in a pot of cooked meat and milk, or God forbid, in wine, or beyond kilei akerem, va'acholoi. You're going to be chayiv. It's not about having hano'om. Also, halacha yud beis. Ho'echel ma'echel ma'macholos asur. Is derech shoyk oikim esasek. Afa pishulein is chavon l'guf achilo. Doesn't matter. God, no. You were not eating. You were just gnashing in America. Ho'el d'ner chayiv. K'mishin is chavon l'atzmo shal achilo. However, let's go by it. Hano'om bo'lu l'odem bal korche bi'isur. Bikolo isurim. Bi'isur. Bikolo isurim means even things that are also ba'no. So I guess, im neschavin. I'll tell you what neschava means. A person thought they're eating something that's mutter. Right? No. How's it balkarchai? You have to put together neschavan with balkarchai. Now give me an example. Think. Neschavan, balkarchai. So balkarchai, again, a person wants to eat a davar hamutter. So he's neschavan. But the asur was against his will. And it came in his hand, something that's asur. So then the din is asur because he had kavana. But if he had mamish no kavana, that's the whole sheet of Rav Shimon, Navashayin is chavin, right? Mutter. Right. Ha'oichel machel asur l'teyavayin. Either because you have a desire. Yeah, that's normally a yetzer hara. Or God forbid a person was hungry. Not hungry that they're pichuach nefesh. Doesn't make a difference. You're chai. However, and you might die. Now, extended from that, obviously, now let's get nuts. Ubar ubra, a pregnant woman that smelled a forbidden food, like Psar Kodesh, that was one of the 10 miracles that she never had that desire, theoretically. By Psar Chazit, Machilin Oiso Min Amerik. There's a concept called Machilin Oiso Hakal Kal Tchilo. Trying to minimize the isur. What's minimizing the isur? Don't eat the soup from it. In this, and the point is that if it's not the baby is in danger, the mother is in danger. If she desires something, she has a craving, and it's not fulfilled, she's b'sakon. In this yashudai to mutar imla mechilin roisi pachas pachas b'kashir. Furthermore, imla in this yashudat to mechilin roisi yashud tes yashudat. So the concept of mechilin roisi hakal tal tchila is allowed to be said here because when we are mizak buying time. We are not putting her in danger. She's already eating right away. In contrast, in a moment, it arouses a soul's desire. Vinegar by me. Smelling vinegar makes me into a chayla. I don't know about the chayla. Wow. So a chayla that will be in danger if you won't eat it, then dinu kiu butter. That's only because they are ill. And you're giving them something, you're not giving them everything right away. In contrast, someone who has a machla called bulmus, now whether bulmus is some very strong hunger, bulmus is when the person is not only dizzy, but the person's vision is getting impaired. That's a simen that they have to get now what they need. Then machilin oisin davar ha-masor ha-miyad, atri yiru enot, ve-ein b'chazer ha-lavar ha-mutad, elam ha-marim ha-nimsa. But even in other words, you don't wait time. But even here, machilin oisin ya-kal kal t'chilo, doesn't mean you have to eat right away. Akazayis, you begin eating immediately. Im he'iru enot da-yoy, ve-im lav machilin oisin ya-cham. Halachi yud-zayin keitzer. Choy lefan of tabulun ha-velo. What's an example of when you have two options, you give that which is lesser problematic? Right, the Mishnah says, don't weigh the weight of mitzvah. Sometimes you have to do that. So for example, tevel and nevela, you give nevela. Why? Because the fact that the punishment of tevel is misa b'dei shamayim, punishment for nevela is malchus. Here you go. Nevela svichei shvius. Machil nesna svichei shvius. The holy sudir is medivrei soifrim, as we'll learn in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yoyim. What about tevel and shvius? Also, machil nesna shvius. Here you go. By the way, just to know, svichei shvius is asei, and tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. Tevel and Truma, both Misa B'dei Shamayim. So here you go. Imi Yevshel Asakena Tevel. Why is that? I'll give you an example. Because the Choyla needs all of the food. The Choyla needs all of the food. If you're going to separate the Truma Samaises, you won't have the Shir that he needs. So now, you give him Tevel, She'ein Roi Kaddish Ketruma. Even though it's mixed. In other words, Gevaldik, no, it's Truma. None of it can ever be eaten to an Ankoyen. Tevel, after you're masakin it, most of it can be eaten. Interesting. Even though they both have the same penalty. Only the three exceptions. Either if both Yisurim come basachas, or if it's called an Isur Moisev, or it's called an Isur Koilol. And therefore, there are times when you do have Isur Chalal Isur, a person can only eat one kezayis, and they can get five sets of malkis. Now, another detail when it comes to Hasra, because that's the rule of Hasra, not you can't do it. You can't do it mitzad wat lav. And if it's connected to five, the person who's Masra has to be learned. To make the guy get, that's not to learn it, to make another person get Chayiv Malkus. That's terrible. But also, if it happened, Ketzer. Keep going. Tomei sha'ochel kezayis, guys, halk up. Chaylev. That is noise from Kachim on Yom Kippur. You're going to be chayiv because you ate chaylev, because you ate noise, because you ate on Yom Kippur, because Atame who ate kodesh, and because you had anah from Hegdish. And the Rambam will explain in the final halacha which one was chal first in the Takasi, how it works. Keitzer. When the behema was created, right away, we spoke this a few days ago, the chaylev was right away us, but it's mutter bahana. The Plato says, yei asa l'chal malach. The whole, even the gezeira not to do business with a not kosher does not go to chel. Now, when a person is magdashit, nesor chel ba bahano, right? That's clear. Since that part of the hegdash is chal, so bechlal the isur of eating kachem is also chal. But hold on, since the chel was supposed to be put on the mizbeach, it was only asur lehedyet. Now, when it became noisir, what happens? None of it can be put on the mizbeach, not even the chelov. Mitoich shenoisir by isur legevaya. So all of the animal is also aser mitzad noisir. That's a lehedya. V'hoichel hazeh hoyemuter bebsar behema. Prior to becoming noisir, v'aser bechel. Nitma neser ap bebsaro. So therefore, the isur of tumah also goes on the chelov. Because Yom Kippur, you can't eat other foods. Isur koilol, mitech shenasar apur chulin, is noisav isur b'chelov, zeh b'chein choch ayoitza bozeh. Very good. Chavra Perek Tezvav is people who today learn what they call smicha. I would say it's probably the most important Perek of the whole series. I know that it's good to learn all of it. What is that? No, I don't know what that is. But Perek Tezvav is going to be the way the Rambam is mesader the whole idea of bitul, min b'minoi, min b'she'enoi minoi, it's mamish phenomenal. It gives such a clarity. We're also going to learn about the isur of being mevatel al isur, that's midoraisa. We're going to be learning about recha, Raman Paskin's recha lav nilsehi, but it's primarily a pedic all about how things become nullified and the big difference between min b'minoi, min b'she'enoi minoi, when do you have a level of bitul b'roif midoraisa, and the Chazal added the need of 60 or 100 or of 200, pedic tezvav as 34 halachas, beginning with halacha aleph, says the Raman. Davar asur shenas arav v'davar mutar. I would say this is most of the shilas today. You have this, maybe because of basa b'chala, but sometimes something not kosher made its way into the kitchen. Bataruvas. It was a mixture. So the first thing you have to know is like this, guys, this is the foundation. This is the seder. Min b'she'enoi minoi. The rule is b'noi sentam. Guys, this is on a biblical level. Not bitl b'roid. Min b'she'enoi minoi. When the be'en is here, the Rambam, by the way, says that tam ki ikir midrabanan, as we'll see. Not tam. You had to admit, the thing itself is, and obviously, if you can see it, take it out. You can't see it. You don't know which one it is. Benoi sentam. Umin b'minoi. If it's like and like, guys, we'll have examples for all of this. Like and like is worse. You can't say benoi sentam. They both taste the same. So first of all, you have to know the two steps. Step number one is d'oraisa. D'oraisa is b'roiv. Roiv doesn't mean 51%. You have to know. Roiv means two against one. Roiv means it has to be a third or less. One piece of not kosher, two pieces equal of kosher. So the Rambam Paskin is like Rava, right? Admit again, midaraisa, bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv not by min b'she'enoi minoi. Rava's bitul b'roiv is not min b'minoi, only b'min. Okay, that's it. Again, the Rambam doesn't even write over here that midrabanan you have to have benoi sentam, which is b'shisha, because you have to get this. And halacha beis, let's give examples of min b'minoi, min b'she'enoi minoi. Halacha beis, chaylev hakaloyois, one of the three chalavim that are also midoraisa, that falls into grisin, it falls into beans. That's called, my friends, min b'she'enoi minoi. And v'nimoya hakoil, so then, let's say you have a goy, the Rambam already said you don't even have to have the professional cook. Then im obviously a natir. Im loy minsubem tam chaylev, if he tastes the beans and he doesn't taste any chaylev, you can't remove it. That's why he gives these examples. It's nimoyach, it got melted into. However, the im nimsubem tam chaylev, and the word is vohoyo behen mamoshoi, right? Tam ke ikir is not minatoid according to the Rambam, but you have the chelav is in there. Harei elo asura minatoidah. Nimso beheb tamoy, but v'loy hoye be mamashoy, in a case where you don't have the thing itself, you only have the tam from it, that would be, for example, that you cooked it in a pot that previously was used for chelav. That's a great example. We learned that what went into the pot is not the mamashes of the treif, it was the tam. We pass the Rambam Paskins, Tam ki ikir is not minatoyda. Yichayim v'divrei soif. But harei el asurim only v'divrei soif. Keitzar hu mamashoy, gavaldik. Kegoyim, shohoyim min achelot kizayis, b'chol sholosh beitzim minatoroyimus. Im ochel min agrisim elu kisholosh beitzim, not kisholosh beitzim, is based on what we learned in the last chapter. B'chol, for you to get malkis, for you to be chayif kodis here, and malkis, and korban, you have to eat. Because you're only going to get when you eat pras, which is three beitzim. You have to make sure that when you eat the three beitzim, you get what's going on over here. Eating that, you're eating in there the kizayis. Then you'll get malchus. However, in other words, you don't have in it a kizayis shal itzur. So what is that? You didn't need to share. What did we learn in the last chapter? Even though less than the share, you're not chayiv malchus, you're going to get malchus marbles. You taste the chaylev. So another thing of the Rambam of tam ke'ikin. In other words, it's called tam because you don't have the shiur. So there's the tam. Okay, so guys, it's simple. Min b'she'enoy minoy b'noisen tam. If you have the shear, it's noisen tam, chayiv malchus. Midoy reis. Simple. Now let's go with min b'minoy. And Rambam Gavaldik in the beginning didn't say min b'minoy, you need shishim, which you need at least, or we'll learn by truma, 100, chayiv by arla, 200. He begins by saying min b'minoy, bitul b'roy, min atoyra. Halachadal. No, fal chelav kaloyis lechelav al yom. Chelav kaloyis, fats of the kidneys, that's the chelav that you have to be menakem. Chelav al yom, mamash, good, kosher. And they all melted together. If they didn't melt together, take it out. But you can't take them out, it's famish. Im hoyo chelav al yom. Guys, roiv doesn't mean 51% versus 49. Kishnayim, the kosher has to be at least double of. Let's use the words of ratio because we're going to learn soon the Rabban and the 60 to 100 ratio of 2 to 1. Then Hadei Hakoil Mutin Menatoy. Afilu Chatichas Nevela Shenes Arva Bishtei Chatichas Shal Shchuta. So it's not that Nimoya Hakoil. You have the pieces. You don't know which piece is what. Hakoil Mutin Menatoy. Now the Rambam is not saying that you can eat them all together. I know the Machaber says that you can eat all three of them, not at the same time. That Ramah is even more machmer regarding that, but let's not get into that. Ramah is not addressing how we will eat them. The concept that min b'minoy batal b'roiv b'natoy. Avol, here the Ramah says, and what the Ramah says is b'pay alamish, because we are a yidin that follow the Abad, the Rabbanas. Avol, v'divrei soifrim hakor losu. It has to be mamish nullified. A lot of nuance. Now, the comma you saw of davar ha'asam yivet ha'etsam yutai, and I'm going to put it all together. Not just shishim. He says sometimes shishim, sometimes meya, sometimes emasayim. See how it's worded? That's the way we should word it. Beautiful. Halachava. Nimsas lamit kumtois. Shkol yisrim shematayra ben yisurim malkas. Ben Yisuri Kodesh, Ben Yisuri Yano. If they got mixed with Macholei HaMutter, he's reviewing it because people, they learn it on a different Seder. He's giving us this Seder. Min b'she'enoy minoy. You need to have noisen tam. And I know, guys, that we already learned that generally, noisen tam happens when it's a ratio of 60-1. We know that. But it doesn't have to be that way. Min b'minoy. He's explaining you can never know whether it's tasting because everything tastes the same. The chalev and the chalev taste like chalev. What's the exception? Because of the chaymen avodah zarah, and by the chaymen avodah zarah even goes to yayin stam, which only a hashash, or tevel. Tevel is something she'efshar l'saknoi. Mepneizeh oislem b'minam. Even b'chol shein, it's not bottle min b'minoy b'roiv, b'shaloi b'minoy, even these items, if it's shaloi b'minoy, guys, remember this. Even though it's an avoy d'zora, b'noy sometam, k'shara yisurim. Halacha zayin keitza, tipas yayin nesach, shenafal ol olea kamo chavya shal yayin. That's called min b'minoy. It's not bottle at all. Hakol osa k'ma shizbar. Achim k'y shal yayin tevel, shem zara b'chav yisach, kol tevel. It's not bottle. Now, we have a barrel. So here what you do. Here you have a solution. Let's go aloch eches. Pei de shviz. Guys, pei de shviz before the zman habiyod. Afal pi she'im nesor b'minam. B'chol shuhu. She'im nesor b'minam b'chol shuhu. Or v'sholoi b'minam b'noi sentam. Einam b'chlal yisurei toira. Not asur, guys. Pei de shviz is not asur. Pei de shviz, for example, before the zman habiyod. But there are limitations on them. Also, those limitations will go to everything. You have to eat it. You can't take it out of the Holy Land. We'll learn all the dinim in the right place. Point is that Peder Shviz, let's go, it's not an Isser Chefza. If you want, you can word it that way. It's there are limitations on the person how to eat it. That's not Asu. Halachites. Chometz bePesach. Okay, so in other words, Peder Shviz is in a different category. Now, Chometz bePesach, Afa Pishu Misuri Toira, also Eina Mechlalos Eilu. They won't be included in these rules that we're learning. Why? You have something chametz by Pesach, even more than Yayin Nesach. By Yayin Nesach, we said, right? By Tevel, we said that the min b'she'enoi minoi will also be bottled b'nois and tam. When do we say that Yayin Nesach is not bottled min b'minoi? Chametz by Pesach, never bottled. Not the minoi, not the she'enoi minoi. L'tika choyse b'chosh, b'minoi, b'she'enoi minoi. Halacha yud. V'od elatvor chadosh, t'abi yishona, m'lifnei oimer chadosh. Mamish like chametz v'pesach after the oimer you can eat it. I said it's b'chol shu sharei yesh lamatiren shala achar oimer yuter akoil. Now I want you to know that in halacha yud we're making tefuah chadasha like tevel that b'minoi it asers, but b'she'enoi minoi I want you to know b'she'enoi minoi it's only in the nois and tam. It's not like chametz v'pesach. And by the way, the whole Pedic design will be an expounding of these little part of Pedic Tezvav. The Rambam is giving you the exceptions. We're going to have a whole chapter, which is huge, about the exceptions. But here, we're going to right away go back to the rules. Like Yisr Muktzeh. Halacha Yud Aleph Avol Arla V'Chila Yakedem V'Chelo V'Dam Chayitza Behem V'Chein Trumas. Here Nasna Chachamim Mem Shir She'ein Behem Derecheter L'Chol Adam L'Chol Adam. No Trumas and Maisis can be eaten to a coin, but only to a coin. A Yisrael can never eat it. So there is a bittel. We're going to see the bittel is not going to be B'Shish. The bittel will be B'Meya. But at some point, it's so insignificant. Now Halacha Yud Beis Yira Ali Shatilo Dav Sheish Lematinen. A side of chametz v'pesach, guys. Im nesara b'she'enoi minoi, v'leinosam tam mutar. Lo yiezeh sheyesh lematin chomer mitevel, sharei efshel l'saknai in afal pikein. When it comes to tevel, we just said that sheloi b'minoi v'leinosam tam. I chametz v'pesach. I'm saying that's what I said before. That halachat tes. Is only for chametz v'pesach. That it's not even batal min b'she'en amina. That's different. Since the Torah uses the words kol machmetzes any, but think of chichmino by kamayshu b'yan. Okay, so now guys, we got it good. Min b'minoi is batal b'roif, but midrabanan. That has to become very insignificant. Now we're going to halach yud gimel. The elyon ashirim shenasu chachamim. When it comes to truma or truma smaiser or challah or bikurim, it has to become insignificant in a ratio of 100 to 1, not 99 to 1. You have to have 100 to 1. And furthermore, in addition, chevra v'tzorech laharim, you have to separate a portion and give it to a koyen. In other words, even though you have a barrel of truma shmolin, it falls into 100 barrels of chulin. You don't know which one is which, even though you can have all of them. But the kohen had the value of one. Give one to the kohen. Another din is that umetztarfen zem, as we'll see more details later. In other words, if a chatzi saw of one isur of truma, a chatzi saw of a challah, let's go, fell into 100 saw, only then it's good. But if a chatzi saw and chatzi saw fell into 99, what are you going to argue? You're going to argue that you have keneged truma, you have more than 100. You have keneged the other one more than 100. But keneged the davar ha'asur here, you don't have that ratio. You're not going to have bittel. Gaval. Chayin prusa shalechem. Chayin prusa shalechem hapanim that fell into prusais of chulen. Here, when will they say that that's min b'minoi? Even though midoy raisa, my friends, it's batul b'roi. Midrabanan, you need to have 1 in 100. Keitzad saw kemach me'echad me'elu. I saw mikulan. Shenaflu le'meya saw kemach shal chulin. Then it's arev ha'koil. So made him in ha'koil saw achas. Can I get shenaflu? Again, you have to remove one. All right, but v'hashan mutal l'chol adam. If it falls into less than 100, then everything becomes meduma. Everything becomes meduma means only a coin can eat it. But when you sell it to the coin, so other than the one saw or the watch here that you have to get for free, the rest he'll only pay the lesser price that people pay for truma. That's, as we'll learn more pratim of what do you do with this mixture. Halacha yud dalit. Ha'ar l'vikilei akerim. Here you have to have a greater amount of bitl. They are only oil in a ratio of 200 to 1. And here again, if you have a sum of arla and sum of kilei akerim, you have to have 201 against both of them together. However, unlike matnas kohuna, that even when there is bitl, you have to give that amount to the kohen. Arla and kilei akerim don't belong to anyone. So once you have the bitl, you can have all of it. The einat tzarech laharim. Kate said, for example, reviyah shal yain arla, or of kilei akerim. Shehoyso reviyah mitzarepes mishneim. You had a half and half, but you have a reviyah. Shanof l'toich mosayim reviyah shal yain hakol mutar. And now that it's batul, the einat tzarech laharim klum. But nafla l'pachas mi mosayim, since midrabanan it's not batul, none of it is allowed, even bahana. Akol asamano. Now, Frekta Rambam halacha tezva b'lamut zorach laharim atruma v'lo yarem arul l'kiel akerem. He says, Pashat, because truma aside of the kedusha of the truma, it's also the property of the kohen. Lefikach kol truma she'en kohen ha'makpidim olea, finish. And arul l'kiel akerem are not the property of anyone. Now the Rambam adds another layer. Lach ha'kneish. Now that we established, you only have to give it to the kohen because it's maman ha'kohen. If you have truma of something that kohanim don't care about, she'en kohen ha'makpidim olea. He gives an example of trumas ha'kelisim, some sort of low-grade figs, or charuvim, or so'idim sheba edoim. They're moichel. They don't care for it. Therefore, if it's not batul, you can't have it. Meaning a yisrael, if it's a truma. But now that it's batul, it's like arlo, in it's arlo. Halacha tez zayin. Now, why did the chachamim see that by arlo and kilei akerem, it's double? Because the asa b'hano. Why did the chachamim say that by truma, you have to have a bitl of one in mayo? You have to appreciate the Rambam. In other words, we're going to learn in a moment. There are psukim here, but the Rambam clearly kept the yisoid of the spedik is min b'minoy is batul b'roif. This type of 60 or 100 min b'she'enoy minoy you have to have b'noy some tam. We know that 60 we'll see from the nazir. We'll see the source on the plate for the shishim. But here it's about a different type of bitul midrabanan. Where did I get there? Sharei trumas meiser. Think about the logic. How much is trumas meiser from everything? It's 99 to 1. Because meiser is 10. 10 from 10. 10% of 10% is 1%. 1% is 1 out of 100. The ratio 99 to 1. And the fact that if you don't take off trumas meiser, everything is still tavel midoraisa. It's not bottle. So you go one above that, 100 to 1. Sharei trumas meiser echon demeo umekadesh lakoyot. As it says at the end of Parashas Koyrach, es migdushoy mimenu. Amr chachalam davar shatav mimenu, im chazal atrechi mekachi. That's the meaning of that pasuk. In other words, the trumas meiser fell back in, everything is holy again. So that's the edge of the limit. If you would be a little bit more cool in, it would yet become bottled. Halacha yud zayin. Sha'ar yisur nusha batoyle kulim. Whether it is psar shkatsim v'ramasim, v'chevu v'davach eitzim v'hem, here again, min b'minoy mid rabbanon, shiuram b'shishim. Ketzad kizayis chelav kaloyos, which is one of the chalavim that's also midoy raisa that falls into 6D kizaysim of the chelav of a tail hakol mutar. But if nafal apachas mishishim hakol os midraban, chenam nafal kaso oyre chelav doesn't matter. In other words, he's emphasizing it's not because it's a kizayis, it's a davar chashav. What about you have a soira? Oh, you have to have 16 soirim amount. The chen mishara yisurim, the chen shuman shall give. Now, guys, Shuman shall give this what the Rambam says, Asam midrabanan. Shunav agadev shal basar, nisharan oisai b'shishim. However, ve'ein shuman hagid min ha-minyan. In other words, since you have to have 60, aside of the shuman hagid, even though it's only asam midrabanan, it's not going to be part of it. Alpha pishu shuman hagid, amid ibneim, kamish b'yanu, hoyil v'gid anasha b'er b'fei atzma, here, echmino b'y kisuri toira. Unlike other derabbanans, if you remember, the Rambam said, we learned this week, a few days ago, there it's the ratio 59 to 1 by derabbanans. Gid Anosh is unique. V'hagid Atzmai, b'chlal cannot be counted, not because it's an asur, because there's no tam in it. And also ve'eino oisur. She'ein begidim ve'noisim tam.
How much is the one in 60?
Huh?
Is it Zayis?
Doesn't make a difference. That's his whole point. Whatever amount of the isur fell in, min b'minoy midoraisa, ratio 2-1. Mid Rabbanan, in most things, 60-1. He said, Kazayis v'kesoira. There he was speaking about Malkus. That's right. Halacha Yudches. No, come on. Of course. And the Rambam is going to make, if you, whenever you can discern the issue, you have to take it out. Then there's no noise and time on anything. That's another issue. In other words, there, once you took that out, that's another detail. Okay, right. Halacha Yudches. Aval Tachal, the udder, that watch, and his bashal and my basar. And what did we mention, guys? That since the, what's the problem with the udder? Midoy Raisa, the milk that's in the udder, cholov, with an animal that was geshachten, that I don't know if you said that explicitly, but it's implied in the mesa, bechlal is not called cholov. Midrabanan, if you don't, midrabanan, you can't have it. So kachal shun is bashal and my basar, prior to you removing the milk, beshishin. But why do you need bittel against? The kachal itself can be min aminyan. Very good. Halacha Yutes. Beitza shenim zeboy efroyach. Shenish leka in beitzim hamutarois. It was cooked together with permitted beitzim. So here we go. We'll see in a moment, guys, that eggs, they don't expel, but an efroyach expels taste. Im oisa im shishim ba'achas vihi. Look at this chumrah. Now you need to have ratio of 1 to 60. Means you need a total of 62. I'm going to use the word 61-1. Yeah, 1 to 61. Only then are they mutaris. They added the chumra. They added one. Hoisem shishim ulvad nesru akoyel. Why? That's, guys. All of this is midrabanan. Don't forget. Min b'minoi. The preshi better b'fnei atzma. Also, what heck you receive for b'shiur? Avol in contrast, beitzas oif tamei that was cooked with beitzay oif tar. In the case where you cannot discern them, because even though the Rambam said clearly, all of the samarim that we had, that one point is wider, one point is chad, and it's yellow on the inside and white on the outside, it doesn't mean it's kosher. There, it could be kosher, could be not. You don't know what it is. So it got mixed now. The bechlal lo yosra oisim. In other words, an egg, not an afroich, is not poiletas tam. We're speaking about an egg, of course, in the shell. Beitzas efroyach does expel tam. Now, ve'im tarav elu me'elu, if they were beaten together, that means you peel them. And now you made a big scrambled eggs. Oishen es arba beitzas eftamai. Oy beitzas treifam beitzam acherem. It's mixed. No, it's, now you have to know, can you have all of them? Can you not have all of them? There are only batel, shiurim b'shishim.
So what is the 61? What's the 60?
61-1 is only by the efroyach. There's a mixture here. You don't know what is what. So it's only batel. The chumra, a beri b'fnei atzmai, needs to have that additional one. Okay, halacha chafal. If it's cooked together, it's not expelling any taste. But if you want to eat all of them, he writes it at the end of halacha chaf. In other words, if there's a taruvas, it's only going to be batel 60-1.
So if I have a whole pot, of eggs, some...
We say that,
okay.
We say when you cook it, do today, you cook eggs. Let's say in the good old days when things were taka pregnant and the blood sprout made it asim midoy raisa. When you found in the pot one egg that had a blood strut, you didn't throw out the other hard-boiled eggs because of this din, because it's not poilatam. But if you know one has a blood strut, you're not gonna you can't find it and it's mixed, you have to have the bitl of shishim against one. Min b'minoy midrabanan is bottle b'shishim. Halacha chafal. Where did they get it from? Share amurim ayel nazir, the part that's separated from the ayel that the nazir brings, which is the cooked forearm, the zuraya, the cooked forearm is around the 60th of the entire animal. And it's all cooked together. And then it's called zuraya of the shela. And after you cook it together, then you give the kohen the zuraya and you eat the rest. Akasha, that which belongs to the kohen is like, it's like truma. How can you eat the rest? The answer is because it's bottled. Now, min b'minoy v'davar achas shenus arbu, which is also common. For example, you have a pot that has chelav alya, which is mutter. You have beans that's mutter. Now, chelav alya and grisin are not the same types. Not the same types. But what's the beauty? You know what the beauty is? That min b'she'enoy minoy, what did the Rambam begin on the Perek? What is it, batul? benois and tam. Shishim is nois and tam. So it goes together. So if you have now a drop of chelav kaloyos, now against the chelav kaloyos, if you combine together the alya and the grisin, you have 60-1. Good. Because you have, listen, the chelav and the chelav really would be bottled in much less. But you have to have medraban and shishim. You have shishim. The chelav and the grisin, it cannot give the tam. It's not giving the tam. Even though you have some chelav that's asura. But you combine them. V'nim chakoyel and v'nasa guf echad. Hoyel chelav ha'alav. V'asa grisin kilum guf echad. Even though they're two minim. Yes, lakula, you can be meshayer the chel of kalois, which is problematic, against the ratio, both the grisin and the algen. That's the nekuda. It's not nois and tam. Let's go. Hamurim in a aisle, it doesn't give the tam. I'm looking at it as both, and that's what I said. Min be'ena minoi b'nois and tam. Min be'minoi midrabanan b'nois and tam. Yeah, nois and tam.
It's not
Noisim Tam. You went beyond Noisim Tam.
You wouldn't know if it's Noisim Tam if it's the same.
That's right, but that's why we're saying Echad Mishishim happens to be Noisim Tam. Echad Mishishim loses the Tam. It fixes the Noisim. It's no longer Noisim Tam. Halacha El Chav Gimel. And by the way, that's what we do nowadays, the whole time. You have to, you must start off everything. If a drop of tray falls into the pot, what do we say? Everything that's in there. Everything, the meat, the oil, the spices, that's what we do nowadays. Halacha, what the letrumais, for example, there you need to have 1 in 100, or kile akerem, or early, you have to have 200. You include all of the mutter, even though the mutter is minoy or ena minoy, include it all together. Halacha chavdala, kish mishanim b'chol yisurim, de mishishim b'me mesayim, or mishanim b'merek. You include the moisture, the soup, obetavlin, and the spices. Ooh, b'chol sheish b'kadeira. And not only that, even that which is nivla in the kadeira. Me'ach hashanaf ala isr. And how do you do that? Lefi umden adas. How do you estimate that? If you can include everything, including mashin nivla, umden adas, sharei yef shala amin amashu ba'alu mitzimtzum. And that which I want you to know, the belios in kalim, that's a whole different topic. But many people argue, I'm speaking just theoretically, that the type of kalim we have now is very unlike the kalim we had then. The types of metals are different. The belias are for sure less. I heard radical opinions, not halacha lemaisa, people that say, b'chol, you don't have to do hagala the way they did it then. Just to be, you know, how are you mashayed it? And then the kalim were more porous. Okay, let's go back. Halacha ofin. Asur, guys, this is gavaldik. Yeah, this is, you chazer this one or two more times, and you get the shita saram, I'm clear. Now we're going to go into the concept of being mevatel isad lechatchila and the Rambam Shita that you're not allowed to be mevatel isad midoraisa lechatchila. You are allowed to be mevatel isad midrabanan.
Can I just ask about that? And how do we learn from Chazei Shuk? Isn't that being mevatel isad lechatchila? The whole thing is
first of all, not Chazei Shuk. You're talking about the Zroya B'Sheila.
Yeah. What do they call it?
The Zroya B'Sheila.
Yeah. The rat.
The Torah says to give him a Zroya B'Sheila. The Torah is saying give it to him. It's different. It's not a Dovra Asul. The Torah says to cook it all together. The Torah says...
That's pretty lechatchila.
Yes. Okay, good. Halacha fei. Asul levat al yisurim shal Torah lechatchila. But even by Torah, in Bittel, arei ze moter. But since midrabanan, you shouldn't have done it. Okay, doesn't. You're not allowed to do it. Afal pikein konsu oisoi. Guys, konsu oisoi means you cancel the guy who did it, bemaze it. That's it, and no one else. Since it's all knas, only on the guy that did it. Now, what about to the guy for whom you did it? There's a big discussion. Even though he didn't do anything. Some people say that the Rambam will also hold that to him it's asur. Okay, halacha chava. You have to know what that means. Why am I saying that? If they make products today, and they're mavatal the isur, they made it for the consumer. So if you're going to include the knas also on the person for whom it was made, then you got yourself a problem if it wasn't isur doyreis. Halacha chava. Case of relation of social oral tech mayasam. Right? What's the problem? What is Arlanian guys? 200. Yeah, the Rambam could have said the same thing in 199. He meant you didn't have the ratio. And even chutz la'aretz halacha l'meishum esinai, he said. So therefore, lo yavi me'asa acheretz v'itzdarev kadesh dalak l'masai. But ve'im abav asa came hakoyel mutar. No, he already said not for everyone, just the concept. Now, however, in contrast, v'shunu shel devrei mevat leno esel lachatchilem halacha v'zayin keitzad cholov shenav l'kedesh yesh be'bisar oif milk b'sar oif we learned as midrabanan. Right, Rabbi Yosi holds b'chalal it's not us. Then also sometime the kedera. Keep on adding b'saroy. Appreciate what we're learning over here. No, it's here we're learning about. Here we're learning about min b'shein and minay.
You can't put the chalav in the chatchila. But if the chalav in, but
yeah, of course don't put a chalav. Yeah, for sure.
You say you're allowed to do this because it's
rabbanan. Yeah, b'sar. Yeah, osar
and chatchila.
With rabbanan. That's what the Rambam, we're learning the Rambam. Okay, halach achav ches. I want to tell you one thing. All of the kashrus agencies, they use this to the bone. All the, it's not a kula. Yeah, they rely on these things. Halach achav ches. Kvar b'yanu she'im nosam dover ha'asad b'tami dover ha'mutir nesar ha'koyl. Amen v'ram ha'murim. Another nuance. When the whole issue of tam is only if it's to the benefit of the total taste. But if it's called a tam pogum, sometimes things are plaguing in the beginning and later it makes it better, or sometimes now it's good but later it's going to become better. In both of these cases, if there is a time where it's adding a tam good, then it's usher, as we'll see in a moment. We'll unpack it just more. Halacha chavtes. Then you can give it to a kohen. If you can taste the truma, hakol meduma. Like we mentioned, part of it you sell, part of it you have to give. Im ha'yo basa b'chalav, o yayin nesach, o yayin arlo v'chila, akarim shol v'dvash, o yibisar shkotchim anamas mushvas lama yorog. Again, how did we begin this pedek? Min b'she'en emino, you need nice and tam. You need nice and tam. So give it to a goy. Again, the Rambam doesn't speak about the kfeila arma'a, which is the Lashon Chazal, which means a professional cook that people understand. Shita sarambam. Every goy has the months. Because it's like a milsa David Ligluya. He's not going to lie. He doesn't know you're not going to taste it. Or if he says, yes, tam. However, it's not a good taste. Truma Meduma means that the part, the ratio of the truma, you have to give to the coin. The rest, you can't eat, but you can sell it. But truma had lesser value. The im ain't shom goy lita.
Rabbi, but you saw the bugs in the stew, and you saw them, and they're bittle now. But you saw them, and you're going to be eating the bugs.
So Aaron, like this, every time you see the issur, you have to remove it. When you see it, you have to remove it. If you don't see it, if it's nice and tam of gum, which is how we look at shkatzim, look at the tam.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying this because you begin to read now the Meshuggah world that they're claiming that there's going to be no meat soon and how the new meat is going to be bugs and how great it is. I don't know if it's a bad tam. Chazal said it's a bad tam. For people, we're behemoths. Everything changed. For people, wheat was good. For animals, barley is good. Today, for people, white flour is good. For behemoth bran, today the fact that bran is a big thing, could be we have a dinner of a behemoth today. And maybe for us, maybe Shkotzim have a good time. I don't know. The rule, we're learning the rules. If it gives a tamal of gum, you got no problem. When you take the fly out of your soup, even if you have it in your spoon and you don't have shishim kenegdai, says in Shulchan Aruch, you can have the rest. Take out the ikir, take out the mamoshes, take out the bug. And if you have less than 60, even if you have less, you can eat it. Less than time of gum. The medvar amurim. If it's less than time of gum, okay. The im ain't shom goy litoim. Then
there's no taste at all. Like a bug in your lettuce, you're probably not tasting.
Of course, you're tasting it. That's the Chazal saying that if the ratio is less than 60, you will taste it. You will taste that bug. Question is, will it?
It's small. It's definitely smaller than 60. But the point is, how do these bugs get microscopic? You don't see them.
How many do you have? How many do you have? A few of them, okay. Mishana noisim v'shiyurai. V'shishim or v'meyai v'mosayim. Halach alamad alf. Let's go into an achbar, a rat. Now, guys, this is telling how the Torah looks at beer. A rat in beer is a geshmak. That's how disgusting beer is. If you remember the first time you had beer, mama's tag gefrel, or vinegar. I hate vinegar. It works. A rat in chaimetz, it complements the beer. So you have to remove the rat, Aaron. You have to remove the be'ed. But now you have the problem of the tam. Obviously, if it's cold, it doesn't give off time. But if it was cooking in the vat, or it was, you know, it was sitting there for 24 hours or more. But if a rat falls into wine or into a shemen adavash, then mutter. Because we consider that tam problem. And this mouse, not my mouse, the wild mouses. Okay, halacha lamed beis. Yidi shetzala bay bechelboy, which should not have been done. So you roasted it, and you did not first remove the chelev. So the problem is, chelev permeates it all, even the farthest most part. The oznoi, remember Rashi, it just means that fat goes everywhere. Mefafeya bekuloi. Also lechel, even the end of the ear. Shachelev livla beivarev, umashbiach, and chelev gives tam. Lefikach, since that's the issue, if the animal was nabachaz, azach, kochush, it was a skinny animal. So therefore, we say, yeah, no, you take the animal, you eat it until you come close to the chelav. Now, what's the problem, guys? The gid hanasha you remove. The problem is the chelav of the gid is also midrabanan, but that's not enough to be mefateya bekuloi. Then you could eat it until you get near it, and then you throw it out. And you didn't remove the chutin and the karoimai so asumas. So then, if you did remove the fats, those rabbinic prohibited little membranes don't permeate everywhere. Because you eat the animal, what is that called? No, you have these things on the spit today.
Oh, rotisserie.
And you just cut it, until when you come to the davar asa, you stop. Don't be concerned about it. Another important din. The Rambam Paskins, guys, Reicholav Milsi. Ain't Tzoylem Basa Shchutim Basad Avela, Oy Behemet Tamei Batanu Rechot. This is Midrabon. Don't do it at the same time, even though they're not touching, because the Reach of the Asur enters the Heter. But that's only Lachatchila. The Rambam holds Reicholav Milsi. That's a big kula. So therefore, if you did it, Reza Moter, today will be tantamount you cooking milchiks and fleishiks in the same oven, baking. Don't do that. But if you did it, he holds it.
This is min
b'minoy. This is min b'minoy. Yeah. Well, min b'minoy needs to have, you need to have roiv. It doesn't matter. It's nothing. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't have the bitl b'roiv, you don't have the ratio 2-1. Recha, don't do it. And if you did it, it's mutter. Afil hoi sasura shemeina harbei. And v'hamoter es rozeh. Because shahareyach eino oisir ve'eino oisir ala atzmishal isur. Final halacha lama dalid. What's the exception? San nevela moliach. Here's a big exception. So guys, the nevela was salted. You have to halk up. Shenivlal, it got mixed together with basar shchuta that was not salted. So here we say, all of the shchuta, the Rambam is very machmir. Everything is nesa. Sharei tamsis hanevela. Will be nevlas begup sarashchuta. The efshel la'amid ba loy ala tam loy ala shir. In other words, even the Rambam doesn't say what would normally you need to have
60.
Very good. Not even 200 helps. People wonder. It's very machlo. But why? Just why? Because the salted was the nevela dafk, and because the shchuta was not salted. Another example. The chain.
Is he assuming that it's fully permeates into the
mamish, and there's no bitl at all? Yeah, very good. The chain psad dok tamei moliach. The tamei was salted. And you have the kosher fish was unsalted. That's called tafel. That's what tafel means. It's blah. Tahar, nesor, because the tzir goes everywhere. But ablamayam aliyach tahar, but tafel, the opposite. Lenesor amaliyach. Shahat tafel, that's the word. Shahat tafel, boileyam in amaliyach. Dog tamei shekavashoi, if it was pickled with dam tahar. So then, tzir hakoil asur, elim kain. Hoyahatomei echad mi mosayim. Min hatar, you know, you have to have, you know, the Rambam is adding another place. He's saying for the tzir, since it's something very sharp, everything else, very good, you would have to have l'chayda echad b'shishin. Here, you're more machmed because it's sharp, but you only have to have the ratio of the worst, of 200 to 1 and not more. Once you have 200 to 1, you're good. We're going to go in tremendous detail, all of the exceptions where there isn't bittul, and shitas ranambam, remember this, that's one nakuda from the whole Perek design. All of the cases where there is no bittul, it's only midrabanan. Let's go. Perek design has 35 halachas. Halacha aleph, kol ashiru ma'edu shunas b'chalo b'davar asur shunasav b'min amot. Everything that we said before, that what, Gabriel, remember, min b'minoi, guys, min b'minoi, that's one thing, b'roi min atoira. Min b'minoi, midrabanan, you have to have shishin, meya, or masayim. All of that, and once you have that ratio, then you're good. It's a hakoil batel. That's only b'shaloi hoya hadavar ha'asav. It's not a machamet, it's not a leavening agent. The davar ha'asin is not a metabol, it doesn't give off a spice. It's not considered something that's chashuv as will be defined. Shu oimet kamay shuhu. Guys, a davar ha'chashuv, once you mince it up, it's no longer chashuv. It will be, but when it's shu oimet kamay shuhu. V'loi nis'ad v'nidma b'davar ha'amot. However, in contrast, guys, everything now is midrabanan, it's a big chumrah, if the davar ha'asin, which you had against it, the ratio of 500 to 1, more than the, well, it doesn't matter how much, is mechametz or metabel, or it's called a davar chashuv, then oiser b'chol shuhu. And I want you to know, again, just to remember, min ha-toira, it's batel only b'roif. Even though it's a metabel and a mechametz, the Rabbanan said, normally you need to have the other shiurim. Here they said, the other shiurim will help. The Rebbe used to speak a lot about this in the Chud of the Rambam, in the context that Yidden, throughout the Golos, why did the Chachamim come along and not bottom? Like, why were the Yidden not bottom? So as we went into Golos and it was the Dover Ha'asur became more and more problematic, I'm sorry, and it became harder, so there needed to be a Psag Din in the Torah that will never be bottom. That I've explained how we're the Mechametz, we influenced the whole world. We're Metaben, we add spices to the whole world. And all of these things were given later. And with Davar Chashuv as a means that no matter what, we should never be Batal. That's why Minat Leida was never needed. Okay, let's go by. And we're never Davar Shesh Matirin. Very good. Very good. All of these concepts. Halacha, Beis, let's go, Freilach, Ketzat. Sor, Shal Chitim, Shal Truma, this yeast, and it falls into Isa's chit and sholchulen. This yeast is making the Isa into bread. Meduma means like when it comes to truma, it's not asur. Meduma means, like we mentioned, only a kohen can eat all of it. Do you have to gift all of it to the kohen? No, you don't. But the truma is never going to be but. The chen tavlon shol truma shavu deres chulen. The yesh bam kedei latabel. Vehemimin achulen. Right, min deminoi, guys, min deminoi. He wants to point it out. Hakol meduma, even though this oil, the tovlin are only echad me'elef. Afilu echad me'elef leibat. The chen, so arshu kili akedim. That falls into an isa, oi tevalim shul olo techak deira hakol osim anna on halachi gimel. The next one, dovar achoshuv, shu oisim meminoi b'chol shuhu, are shiva devarim that the Mishnah gives, and these are the shiva devarim that once the Torah gives that psag din, that's every place, everywhere. But the concept we can expound, as the Rambam will say, egoizei perech, nuts from perech, rimoine bedan, the pomegranates from a place called bedan, any closed barrel of wine, chilfois, terodin, beet, shoots, faran Ashkenazi kid, borscht, ah, the kilche, kruv, cabbage, heads, the last yavanis, Greek squash, and home-baked bread, in contrast to bakery baked bread, as much as they say their bread is the garnish. Homemade is homemade. Halacha dalet ketzad, rimoy nechad, from the remoinim of the place called Badon. I know that in Schweiz, everything is Badon. That's the Shoya Orla. And it got mixed with the thousands of remoinim. Hakol aser banon. The chen chavis shemushayin Orla. Akili akerim. That got mixed with kamo alofim chavis sesumis. Hakol aser banon. The chen shar sheva devar. Let's go further. Next thing is called a davar achashuv. Now, how do you make a davar achashuv? Right? We're going to see how the Rambam limits the davar achashuv. Eshadarka limnois, kol shadarka limnois. Okay, here we go, Chaver. Halachay, chen chaticha shal neveilom, any piece of meat, it's called a davar achash. If it was not minced up, means it will become bottled, even midrabanan, once it's no longer a shtickle. Oy shal besar behema, oy chaya, oy dog, hatmeyim, but it's a chaticha. And you go today to Pat's, you're going to pay for that, to chvase $94, something, you know, a piece. And it's not even that big, but it's a, whew. Shenes arba, bechama alofim, it got mixed with thousands of kikadais, hakol osir. Ad, sheyagbiya oy sechaticha. Now guys, if you can recognize it, and you can remove it, then you only have the problem with the taste that came from it. That's not davar chosh. No. Now, what's the din? 60, right? Because it's not the truma. Guys, if you would chop everything up, we're not saying you can be mevatel la'isa, but this is only us with the rabbanon. The Rambam paskin in the last chapter, you can be mevatel la'isa with the rabbanon l'chatchila. That will be a solution. Mince everything. Why is the chaticha chashuv sharei miskabit balatnei ha'archem? Because you receive honor by serving it to guests. If you serve your guest mashed meat, then someone would say no. But if you're going to serve steak, then they're going to say, wow, what a nice host.
So what's he saying exactly? If you have a steak dinner, you should pull out one piece.
No. He says, if you can recognize the davar ha'asur, then you remove it. It's not that you're scot-free, because then you have to deal with if there was a taruvas of the tam, if there was heat for that bottle of shishim, even though it came from a davar achashur. But if the davar achashur is in there, that's where we say afilu be'alof libat. Halacha ba, what din lechatecha shabasa mechalav oy shel chulin shenishchata ba'azara hadei hein asur medinei ma'ano moichu be'chashchita. Also, if it's a chatecha, it's mechal shein ad sheyagbiya oisa. If you can recognize it, v'chein gedanosh. Then you have no problem. Right, Doivi? Because like you said, because the Gid HaNosha doesn't give off time at all. But you have to remove it. But the problem is, if the Gidin, you don't know, you're like me, I don't know what the Gid HaNosha looks like in contrast to other Gidin, and you have a mixture of Gidin, then Hakar Lasso. Because it's called the Beria Bifnei Atzmai, and it's Chashu, V'Oysa B'Chol Shuhu. Halacha Zayin, V'Chein Kol Balechayim. So, for example, you have a shirt hanisko. They pass him, you got to put the shirt to death because it killed a person. And it got mixed with 1,000 shvarim. Or you have an egla, arufa means an egla that was designated to be used in that ceremony, got mixed up now with a thousand other agolas, calves. Or you have a tzipor that was designated, right, mitzoyra ashchuta, to be used for the mitzoyra. It got mixed with 1,000 tziporim. Or a petach hamoyrim, be elf hamoyrim. Now, what about things that are sold by number? The Rambam is mekatzer here. The Rambam is limits. Davar HaChashuv, he gave examples of a living thing, a shtikel chaticha, items that are sometimes sold b'minyan, but sometimes sold by weight, are not Davar HaChashuv that Rambam passes. Aval shar devarim, even though shedar kam limonis, dar kam limonis means that they are sold, but not exclusively. Okay, that's a leniency, and that is again lachamol today. Another Rabbi Yechanan, Rambam says that the only time that selling something by item makes a davar chashuv if it's only sold that way. The example is eggs. Normally you buy a dozen, but there are times that when you buy in bulk, you buy a box, so it's no longer considered a davar chashuv. It's not only sold b'minyan. Halacha 8. Aguda shel yerek, a bundle that got mixed up with 200 agudas, an esreg of arla, 200 hakol mutar, because sometimes you sell a box of esreg, and not we pay for every esreg with inflation this year will be $550 because there's only one fleck somewhere, but that he didn't pay for the esreg, he paid for the box. Oh, halacha test. So the Rambam is saying that when the Mishnah gave those seven items are considered chashuv everywhere. But if you have in your location, something here is considered like Rimoine Badon, that's also called a davar chashuv. The Mishnah only mentioned those seven. Because those seven are always considered chashuv, whether you know it or not. They are objectively chashuv, but subjective is also valid lechumra. Rambam says v'davar baruru shekol isurim ha'elu midivreim. Very important. It's the fact that these are not bottle. Everything we're learning, the whole perek tezayin, that these things are afilu be'elokli bottle. That this is so important. It's only midrabanan. And then doiraisa min b'minay bottle beroyf. Look how far we went. Bottle beroyf again means ratio 2 to 1, not 41, 49, and 51.
So in today's day, wouldn't we say an esrog is considered one of these?
No, because if we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, no, that I'm saying no. Chashuv, because you decided to pay for it to be to support that guy. I don't think it has to do with number. I think it has to do with esher darkam limlis kol shel darkam mechayder. If you want to go, first of all, could be you're right. I'm saying the Mishnah, the rule of Kedush Mopez, are these items only sold? Yeah, Danny's saying that chaticha big deal steak. If you're mechabit, why is a chaticha? Because when you have a guest and you give him a steak, it's chashuv. To give a guy a gift an esrog, it's also chashuv.
Only chashuv because we use it for a mitzvah, not about the esrog.
That's a difference. In other words, it's only chashuv for the yontif. It's not inherently chashuv. Okay, let's go back. Let's go Google it. I'm sure there's a topic about that. And this is really nagei lemaisa because today this year's Ashnas Hashmita, and you have dinim of asrogim, and you have to know. You have to theoretically give it back to the Holy Land, and if they got mixed up, not a problem with Italian Esrogim. And Moshe Rabbeinu had an Italian Esrogim. Italy was created later, doesn't matter. That's only that leg of Italy. Okay, halacha yud. Ooh, guys, listen to this. So now this, remember the sugya? Look at the sex faker. Now that we said that it's not bottom, I don't care with what mixture. Now we're going to learn like this. So the arimoin, it fell into one mixture. I don't care the number. It's not bottle. Never. That's called mixture number one. One of this falls into that. Mixture number two. Not bottle. That falls into the third. You're good. Sex faker. You know why he's writing to Rimoinim? Because Niman of Shach. Midrabanan, it's never bottle. And Midoy Raisa, it should be bottle. Beroiv, ratio 2 to 1. Well, he's giving you a case where on a title level, you're good. But it's not bottom. So it fell into two remaining bandon. So that's called mixture number one. From mixture number one, one of these three fell into mixture number two. V'nafal min ha-shleishin echad remaining machedim. So you have the original isur fell into one. Now, this is called the taruvais hashlishis is muter. Because first of all, could be the davar ha'asad that fell into the first group, that for sure there's an isur here. But when it went from here into there, could be it bechlal didn't go. Suffix number one. And even if it went, when it went again into another taruvais, that's another suffix. That's called sfek sfek. Shere adim and shaltereva sorishoina batal beroif. Good. Now, in contrast, it's not a numbers game. Don't make three times. Make only two groups. But make the second group 1,000 remainder. It's not going to become better because until you get the sfek sfeika, I feel about elef lebatol. Kulam asurim. For they never batol b'rayv elahat the sfek sfeikan. Once it goes from the second mix into the third mix, then I know I said, so you have a nut that now cracked open. Now no longer is it a nut, it's chash of a nut. Or you have nispardu harimainim. The pomegranate was taken apart, or the barrels were opened. Or the squash was cut open, or the bread, the home baked bread was cut into pieces. Achashenesru. What do we say now? Because the chashivus is no longer here. Wadin the chatichas nevela shenedoicha bechal chatichas v'nasa kol kamayim. Like we mentioned, so you have this steak. So we said a steak, a piece of meat. Chop everything up, mince everything up. The oil of b'shisha, and I want to add something. What did we learn in the last chapter? Something that's only asur midrabanan, mivatlin isa mechatchila. Do that, according to the Rambam. Halacha Yud Beis. Also lifts. I take back what I said. Big mistake. Says that I'm Halacha Yud Beis, but you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to crack the nuts open. You're not allowed to take the pomegranates apart. You're not allowed to open up the barrels. Acha shenesru. Kedei she'alach masayim. She'ein mebatlin isu lechatchila. So I have a question. I'll say that at least I know I made a mistake. Now the question will be, why don't we say what he said in the last chapter? The imas I can't consider this. I should be arno. Kasha, vaitelos go. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ah, it's so good to know that we don't know. That's a lane who's worth it. Ooh, we have a big chapter still coming. And we have a big hanocha still today. We got to finish in 15 minutes. Halacha Yud Gimel. So, oy, shal kilei akerem, shal truma, shal nofetecheis. So again, that yeast. Yeast is one of the things that the Rabbanon does never bottle. But you got a mixture. You got it? There's two problems. There's a kilei akerem issue, and there's a truma issue. V'loi bozekedei lachametz, v'loi bozekedei lachametz. But when you mix these two yeast together, so what happens? So think about it. The Seor Shel Truma is not a problem for a Kohen. So we say, because from the Jewish perspective, the yeast, which is no matter what prohibited, made it into the bread. For a Kohen, you didn't have enough of the Kilei Akedem. So it's mutter for a yid. How great is that? The chain, tvalo shol truma, vishol kilei akedem, it falls into a kedeta, and now everything tastes good. V'lo yoye be'echad mem kedei l'tabel. Baru b'shnem kedei l'tabel, oise kedei rasur li Yisrael. Sharei dover ha'asur lehem, ay, it's not the same, it's mitzvah. The beauty is that a coin can have it. Gaval, halach yudal, tvalim, shim shnayim yishloish shemesh memin echad. The Rambam will explain what this means soon. I'm calling this the ratio. Shnai Moshal is Shemois Miminachad, or the Seifa of this Yudalad. Shloi Shaminim Shemechad, the Rambam is going to explain the Seifa first. Mitstarfim Latabo Velasar Kevachain Lachamites, for example, Ketzad is the second part of Yudalad. This is the meaning of Shloi Shaminim Mishemechad. What does that mean? So'id of Chitim, a type, right? So'id of So'idim. So that's called two minim. Wheat and barley, but it's both called yeast. That's called shemech. Hoyel v'shem so'ir echadu. Einam k'min v'she'einam minoy. They are one min. And therefore, u'mitztarfin l'shayir b'hem k'dei l'chametz bo'isa shalchitim. Because don't forget, everything we're learning now, that there's no bitl midrabanan is min b'minoy. Not min v'she'einam minoy. If it made a isa of chitim v'yavaditol, I have some of so'irim. If the tam is shalchitim, that's called min deminoi, and it won't be bottle. Imaitam shneim chitim. Kedei lechametz b'isa shal to'oidim. Or if both of them together had enough power to make a isa of si'oidim into bread, as long as the tam that came from these two minim combined to make it into yeast, and the sum total tam is shal so'oidim, so it's min deminoi. Min deminoi by so'oid is never bottle. Also, now halacha tezvav is to explain the ratio of yudalo. Shloi shem zminachet ketzad karpas shel naharis. It's called river parsley. Parsley that grows in the afar, in the meadows. Karpas that grows in a garden. That's shloi shemois. One min. Afa pishol lechavem shem ifnei atzmai shloi shemois. Since they're one min, but start from the tabel. Very good. Halacha tezayin iso michometzes. A yeast, isa that's already michometzes. Shenoflo teches shel truma. You know, it didn't need it. Oisa or shel kilei akerem. Or if you have a pot that's already mitubelas, it's already spiced up. More spices falls in. Shenoflo teches shel truma shel olav shel kilei akerem. So im yesh baso oir kedei lechametz ilu hoisa isa matzah. If that which fell in would have been potent enough. That if this Isa would not have already been Michumetzes, it would have made it into a proper bread. Or if the amount of spices that are prohibited fell into a pot, even if the pot would not have already been spiced, if there was enough, even though it was not needed. You know why? Because now this dough can make other dough's chametz. This you can take now from this soup and you can put it into another soup to spread the joy. So it's called effective. But the im aim chametz, then yalla b'shiurim. And what's the normal shear? The normal shear is shishim. by truma echav emeya or lekila kerem echav emasayim. Halacha yudzay. Hatruma ma'ila eso arlo v'sakile yakerem. We're going to learn a couple of halachas. You'll have to all the same logic, which means ketzer. Guys, listen to this. Soft truma that fell into tishim v'tisha chulin. Shmuley, 99 against 1, not bottle. Now, v'achar kach nafal lakoil. Chatzi sa'a shel arlo of shel kili akerem. Guys, a half a sa in 100 is the ratio of what? Of 200 to 1. So you have a bittle of 200 against 1 for the arlo, but you only have it if you include the truma. You are allowed to use the truma, which makes it's problematic. It's meduma. But since the 200 to 1 is not arla against the arla, then not arla doesn't have to be one type. It can even be something that is a problem by itself. It's mitzvah, that's a leniency. You got it? En kanisar arla. Because you have 201, even though the 201 is chulin and truma together.
Only
a kohen. Only a kohen can eat it because because of the truma. Or if the kila kerem fell in, there's no more kila kerem. Even though some of the Messiah is truma, let me say better. Okay, good. The chain is going to give many other cases. Arla and kila kerem combined to nivavat la truma. In other words, arla is problematic. Let's go. Ketzer. May yasashal arla. He's giving these big numbers. You have 100 saw of arla or 100 saw of kila kerem. Now, what would you need? Shenaflu la esnim elav shel chulin. In other words, you have the ratio of 201. Nasus kolat revis esnim elav amen. Now you have 20,000 and 100 saw, and it's bottle. And now the ratio that you would need of 101 of truma, you have the small ratio. If you combine everything together, only then do you have 101 against the truma. But don't forget that you are including the arla that was bottled, but you are allowed to do that. Hariakol muter and vitala truma be'echoromeya. Afa pisha mixes ameya my lois from arla kilea kerem. Beautiful. Allah yutes, chain. All types of mixtures. Arla could be mala kili akerem. Kili akerem could be mala arla. I'll tell you better. Kili akerem could be mala kili akerem, and arla could be mala arla. For example, Kate, Masayim sashal arla, or 200 of kili akerem. Now, what would be the ratio, Shmuley? Yeah, beginning with 200, what would be the ratio of 200 against 1? It falls into 40,000 sof chulin. The bottom line is, you have the ratio of 200 to 1. And therefore, the arla was bottled. Now, another Masayim sa'o usa shel arla, or shel kili akerem. No, it's once, you know what the word is? We don't say choyzer v'neir, if you remember this. We don't say choyzer v'neir. Once it's bottled, it's good. Kiven shel bottle is on zhava tchila, Nasa hakol mamish kechulin amutarim. Very good. Now, guys, halacha chav, we're going to start learning about klipa. Klipa is also like arla itself. Klipa was used for dyes. Not to dye as baruch dynamis, but dye as to make a color. Beged shetzavo'oi beklipi arla. Since we paskin that the klipin are also like the arla, the whole klipa, by the way, al-pi chasidus, is a one big klipa. Arla's klipa. So the klipa are right, the klipa. You saw it. Now, nis'ar b'achedim, the beged gets mixed. You know what you need? Wow, you need to have a bitl of 201. Herst, yala b'echel m'sayim, because it's min b'minoy. V'chein tafshil, shebishle b'klipa yarlo, tas sha'afo b'klipa yarlo, or b'kile yakedim. So first of all, you saw it b'tafshil b'apas. She'ein hanu yosi nikeres. No, in other words, it's not bottle number one. And now, if this gets mixed with something else, the width is the width of two thumbs. If you had that amount of thread or of garment that was dyed with arla product, that's chashuv. Yala, you need 200 against one. However, Nisarvu Samane Arlabe Samane Hetin. We're speaking about the powder dye, the dye itself. Yalo Be'echon Mosayin. May Tzava Be'may Tzava. Liquid dye is already bottle beroiv. Number one, there's no substance. It's the liquid of the dye. Powdered is the substance. There's a few kulas here. Something that comes from the klipa, the liquid from it, since there's no mamashos over here, and the fact that when it will be used, you're going to have roiv of other non-problematic dyes. We combine them together and we allow it to roiv. Kelach habes. Tanur, sheisiko beklipi arlo bekele kalayim. Let's go on to the whole idea of one goitim, two goitims. So you have an oven. The oven was heated up using klipe arla klipe kele akarim. The Rambam adds a leniency. You know, when you have an earthenware oven, the first time that you heated it up, that made the oven into a final product. Even though you did it for a chadash. For sure by Yoshi. The only problem is that this heat is problematic. The oven is not problematic. So what should you do? Wait for the oven to cool down, yutzan, even if you use that to heat up the oven. And then you're good. However, is in the pas or in the tafshil. That's because the klipa was in there or the firewood was in there. But if God has called ha'esh, which you should not have done, but you removed the be'en. What about utensils? Now, an oven, guys, when you put something in an oven, the oven, until you warm it up with wood, is doing nothing. When you put something in a pot or in a cup, it's holding it together. It makes it more problematic. So, ka'arais or kaisais or kedeirais utzaloichiais. If you have kalim, that you finalize them, you needed heat. The heat came from klipe arlo. That's a problem. These kelim are asurim b'hano. Shadei dover ha'asur b'hano asam kecheres. Again, ayah oven. The Rambam says that a tanur chadosh was also finalized because the tanur can only be used later when you put wood in it. That wood is dover hamuter. And when you place it in the tanur for itself, big deal that it's in the tanur. Tanur's not holding it.
The last word I have chadash. So if there's
same concept. No. Okay.
Same idea.
Halacha chavdal pas shebishla al gabe gecholam shel atzi arlam. Since you're not using the wood, you're using the coals that came from wood muteres. Because shekimah shenasu gecholim alachisuram. Even though they're still glowing. Wow. Now kedera shebishel. Oisa beklipe arla. That's the pot itself. Not oy beklipe akerim uba atzei heter. Since the pot itself was finalized, and when you put food in a pot, that's like, even before you cook it, the pot is holding it. It's a problem. Hari atafshel asur. Even though the pot was not only made with the davar asur. Zevazay goyim. Shebeshoshen is bashla machmas atzei isur adayin lebo atzei heter. When you put it in the pot. Prior to you warming it up, you're already using a davar ha'asul. The nimsa mix abishul latsi yet and mix asim isul. Okay, alach achafei. Netiyah shar arlo. You planted an arlo and it became mixed with other netiyahs. This is a common thing. You have an aruga shal kilei akarim. You have a patch that's mixed with other patches. You don't know which one is arlo. You know what the Rambam says? Hareiz el loiket lachatchila min akoil. Here we say because. Now that you harvested, you know you have the ratio. But if it's less than that, since midrabanan, right, you don't have that bit of 201, and everything will be awesome. Now, the lama he because if he would have done, he would have removed it. Because we're not using the Rabbanan. We're using the concept that, what should this guy do? No one would hatchila plant a plant of Arla inside other plants. And of course, if he would know, he would remove it. So instead of him losing all the produce, We allow them to harvest it, and if you have the ratio of 201, it's going to be okay. Halacha chava. Hamaymed gevina b'sraf hagei arlo. You're using the sraf to make cheese. Or bekevas the kreves of edizara. Or you're making the cheese b'chaymetz yain shel goyim. In all of these cases, hareizu asar b'ana, even though shehu min b'she'enoy minoy.
And you would have a share.
V'af apishu kol shehu, sharei adover ha'asar hu anikar, v'hu she'asar oisa gevina. It's called Dovan HaMaimed. It's much worse than spice, just to understand something. When you add spice, you're adding something. Maimed is you're making it. Halacha Chav Zayin. Ha'ol v'kilei ha'kerem, din ha'pedah shalahem she'yisarfu. Ha'mashkan yikvaru, b'pnei she'yef shalishan ha'mashkan. You have to push it, get rid of it. Halacha Chav Ches. Yayin she'nesnasnech la'voy dezor, she'nesnasnech la'voy yayin. Oysan ha'kol banok k'moy shu, k'moy shu b'yarnu. Ma'med v'arum amurim. Let's go into this mixture. If you are pouring the good into the bad, guys, what happens when you pour? So in halacha, there are two types of pouring. There's pouring a lot at one time, and then there's a pouring a tipa tipa. When you pour something tipa tipa, even here, at times we'll say, it's called rishoin bottom. If the bottom is good and the top is problematic and it's going drop, bottom. If the top is problematic, the bottom is good, and you're pouring it out of a small container, which means it's not flowing in. I want you to know that Rashi is much more machmer. Rashi writes in the sugya, it's only mutter bahana. The Rambam says it's mutter, even b'shasiyah. But ira min achavis, but if you pour it from a big barrel, that means the flow is stark. Bein she'ira min amuter la'asir. Here it doesn't make a difference what's on top and what's on the bottom. And what does that do? It creates a nitzoy. Nitzoy is a problem. Very good. Halacha chavtes, the sort of stam yainom biyayin, a mixture, not the way we're pouring it. What do you do? We already spoke this out. It was yesterday, 2 days ago, that this is a tarovis, that there was a time when it was separated. So here we can be lenient by just removing that when you sell it, not the wine. When you sell it, the money of one barrel has to be thrown away. But you can't have enough from everything. That's only because you sold it. It's only because if you would not have sold it, you can't have any of it. Halacha lamed mayim shenus arbu biyayin or yayin b'mayim. Now we're speaking about cases shmuli where you can have water that's also problematic. Water we began the kravas havei dezara is even mayim. No, it's one mashke good, one mashke bad. The din is benoisim tam. Why benoisim tam? Min b'she'ein aminoi. How did we begin today? Min b'she'ein halacha pedik tezvav benoisim tam. But if the mashka asr falls into the mashka mutar, like we learned in halacha chavches, and it's not coming in stark, vishenishin bottle, vusha yurak, mitzilzel cotton, shayimedik v'yiramat ma'at. Only if it's coming, not with a strong flow. People worshipped it. People use it in a service of an idol. Halacha lamed aleph, bor shel yayin. You have a boy. Shenafel ontoichi kiten shom mayim tchila, and then v'nafel ontoichi yain nesach. So what do we do? Royin esayayin aheter kilo enoy b'mayim shenaflu inside the yain nisharin imayayin nesach. What do you have over here? You have mimbish enoy minoy. And my mimbish enoy minoy. You have the din of batal tam imru oim levatal tam oisay yain nesach. Then harei hamayim rabin olam levatal oisay. And the hakoil, hakvarei hakoil mutar halacha lamed beis yain nesach. It falls shel anavim. It falls on grapes. Guys, the din is that grapes don't absorb wine. All you need to do is rinse it off, and they're mutar machila. Imoy mubu kois. But if the grapes were cracked, then it goes inside. Ben shoya yain yosh. Ber yain is chodesh. So yes, im nashum tam banav, amari yosher banav. Im lav reim toz machila. Halacha lamed gimel. Halacha lamed gimel. Nafal agavet teenim figs. By figs, you can always eat the figs because yain is plaguing figs. Halacha lamed dalet. Yain nesach that falls on chitin. Now, guys, chitin has cracks. They are sort of machila, but it's not like grapes. However, they are mutares ba'ana'a. because when you sell them, you're not going to charge for the wine. You make bread and you sell the bread to goyim, not in front of Yidden. And as we didn't learn yet, but you cannot buy bread from a goy. If you sell it in front of a Jew, then they'll sell it to another Jew. But the Yid won't know who we got it. He won't have the money. The final halacha, yayin esach that became chametz, that became a vinegar, and the nas followed toy chametz sheichar. So what do we do? You know, if it would be min she'ein aminai, what would we say? But here we got a problem. Now it's vinegar. Now it's min deminai. Oisem b'chalshu with neshul deminai. And what's the word? Min deminoi, my friends. Midrabanan, this chapter, by Yayin Nesach, is not a bottle. Min b'she'enoi minoi, only chametz b'pesach. So the question is it wine? Is it now it's vinegar? Min b'minoi, it's bottle. The Yayin, shenasarif ima chametz. Here, it's min b'she'enoi minoi, right? Bein shenav chametz, the Yayin. Bein shenav yalei chametz, misharam oisim v'noisim tam. Give valdik. Wow.
The worst thing would be vinegar that came from Yayin Nesach that fell into other vinegar.
That's a problem. Now it's called min b'minoi, and it's never going to be bottle. Great.